KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. That, of course, was Buck Owens. I got a tiger by the tail, and I thought there'd be a good setup for the Derailers who are here, who certainly extend the spirit of Buck Owens right here in Austin. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you, Jay.
You guys have a big anniversary coming up we can talk about in just a minute.
Yeah. But first, we'll do this song here from our Jackpot record, a little song called She Left Me Cold. Well, it was one hot day in the mid-July. I had a little fight with that woman of mine. She went to the store for some cigarettes. It's been 3 days and she ain't back yet. Where's Let Me Cold? Where's Let Me Cold? I'm looking just like Jack Frost, so I'm told. Well, it's 100 degrees outside, but she left me cold. But now I see the chill while the big tears flow until the icicles hang right out my nose. She left me cold. Well, she left me cold. Well, I'm looking just like Jack Frost, so I'm told. Well, it's 100 degrees outside, but she left me cold. Hey, left me cold. I'm looking just like Jack Frost, so I'm so old. Well, it's 100 degrees outside, but you left me cold.
For your Wednesday afternoon, She Left Me Cold. So you guys do a Rockabilly Sunday thing going on South Lamar.
Yeah, we've been doing it at the 1-to-1 bar, and it's been a blast for us. It's sort of stepping out of the Derailers day job and getting to do something that's just pure fun, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, playing music's always fun. Don't get me wrong. We are very fortunate to be doing what we're doing. But it's nice to sort of step out of the mold for a little bit, and that's what these Sundays have been about. Capital S, capital U, capital N, like as in Sun Records. But it's always been part of the Derailers sound, too, so it's not a huge shift away, but we just sort of focus on it on these Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's been a blast.
And normally you're, I guess, considered a honky-tonk band, correct?
Yeah, right, exactly, yep.
Of which Rockabilly
Broken Spoke is our natural habitat right there.
Right. And speaking of which, you'll be there on Saturday night, correct?
That's right. This Saturday, we'll be at the Spoke.
And this
absolutely
is your 20th anniversary.
Yes, yes, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. A lot of things going on. We got a new record in the works, and just been a busy year so far, and we're fixing to get busier, so that's good.
We're speaking to Brian Hofeld, who fronts the Derailers. Also, Basil, is it Basil or Basil?
I say Basil.
Okay, yeah. we'll say Basil McJagger there, stomping on the 88 keys there. Veteran Vic Girard on the bass.
Hey, Jay, thank
you. How you doing? And Scott Matthews there on the drums. Hi, Scott. Known collectively as the Derailers. Pleasure to have you gentlemen back. It's your first time in the new Studio 1A.
Yeah, beautiful. We love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Everything sounds fantastic. I think the having Cliff back there twiddling the knobs is always,
Cliff Hargrove,
always a comforting thing.
As always.
Yes.
Putting out great sound for us. Well, let's have you do another one.
Okay, we'll get you. This song comes from our Genuine album, a song I wrote with a couple of pals of mine. And rockabilly legend Carl Mann actually cut this on his latest album, a guy from Mona Lisa fame. But we'll do our version for you here. I think it fits right into this rockabilly groove in a sort of Roy Orbison kind of way. Take it away, Scotty.
Tune called Alone With You. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. Is it this year, or are you pinpointing it?
Roughly fall, yeah. September, I think. September, sometime around there, we started. It was our first gig as the Derailers. We got a gig booked, and the Chronicle asked us what the name of the band was. We came up with it real quick.
So you tour around, certainly in Texas. Do you get out regionally?
Oh, yeah. We get all over the U.S., all over the world. We tour all the time and have toured for years and years and years really hard. And since the last decade, we all have children, and except Scott, who also needs a girlfriend, by the way. That's not a call to action. That's just information for the folks, the listeners out there.
He's kind of
He's a cute little guy. But anyway, we toured our rear ends off, you know, during the 90s. And in 98, we did 320 shows. Ooh. 97 and 99, respectively, about 275. And, you know, we've kept up 250. Now we're kind of down around 150 dates a year, you know, a little more reasonable. So we only tour when there's a record out or when we have to, or when there's festivals and this.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you play festivals overseas?
Yeah, absolutely. We headlined the Festival de Crapon. Was that what it's called?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm pronouncing it. It looks like Crapon, but it's Crapon in the beautiful central France area where the green lentils are grown and where all the lace is made. Le Puy-en-Velay, a beautiful area. And we've done festivals in Japan and all over the world.
Yeah, I would think that folks in Europe and Japan would just really eat up, you know, a real authentic sound like you guys have.
Well, I think we've been fortunate that way, and we've been fortunate in the U.S. that we have that too. You know, we got a lot of honey holes all around the U.S. where people, well, there's always been people who just dig roots music, and that's what we do, you know, and whether it be rockabilly or honky-tonk, it's the roots of American music, and as old Daddy Don Walser used to say, without the roots, the tree will fall down. So that's sort of just where we picked our job to be, is keeping the roots alive.
All right, the Derailers.
One coincidence, I think you have the Prairie Home Companion show in Austin this weekend also. And we've been fortunate to been on that show several times.
Well, half
and
a dozen
in
times
fact,
more.
Did the last two season openers where they do a meatloaf supper and street dance directly after the taping of the show. And that's been a real pleasure and honor to work with Garrison and the crew there.
Right. Absolutely.
The Derailers are here live in Studio 1A. You got another one for us?
You bet.
How about we do one from...
This one comes from our Full Western Dress record. A little song called I'm Gonna Love, Love, Love You.
I'm gonna love, love, love you like no other, like nobody else can love you. I'm gonna dawn every hour, proximity, make sure nobody loves you even as much as me. Well, in school they always taught us to be complete, make sure you finish everything nice and neat. I listened well and learned about the bugs and the bees. Now I know just how, so let me please. Girl, when I'm alone with you, I know you understand the ins and outs of love, so let me be your man. I'm gonna love, love, love you like no other, like nobody else can love you. I'm gonna dawn every hour, cross every T, make sure nobody loves you even as much as me.
Wow!
Thank you. intend to finish up, but I'll be gone. I'll see kind of love, I'll leave no stone unturned. And I hope you do the same for me in return. Girl, when I'm alone with you, I know you understand the ins and outs of love, so let me be your man. I'm gonna love, love, love you like no other. In the way I love you, I make sure nobody loves you even half as much as me.
Woo! Yeah! All right. I'm gonna love, love, love you, the Derailers here on KUTX 98.9. So, do you guys get out to Bakersfield to play at all? Because I know you did the tribute album to Buck Owens and.
We have not been back, but maybe once. Have we been back once since Buck passed? No, I don't think we have. Buck was real good to us, a real good cheerleader, and helped us out a lot over the years, and recorded with us on our Full Western Dress record. And you know, that was sort of the magic of Bakersfield, was our connection with Buck Owens. And we'd like to get back, and we will. And the Crystal Palace, his club, is still open and running there. It's just a little off the beaten path, but it was always worth it for us to drive that 99 miles from L.A. up to Bakersfield just to sit at Buck's feet for a while.
Up over the grapevine. Well, I see you have written down a tune by Wynn Stewart, and he was associated with Bakersfield. Maybe you can close out with a little bit of Wynn Stewart for us.
That sounds great. This one's also from our Derailers Live from Texas album. We've been doing this for years and years, and just never had recorded it. Been part of our live show since 1993, 20 years ago, ladies and gentlemen.
I believe the folks can find out some more information about the Derailers by going to www.derailers.com on the internet, Brian.
Thank you, Basil, for that public service announcement. We do appreciate that. Let's take it away, boys. Pretty baby, come over here. Come on, I'm a giving you the come on. Come on home, home, be my baby tonight.
You down. Hey, 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 well, come on. I'm a coming to
All right, the Derailers covering Wynn Stewart's Come On. Well, thanks very much, gentlemen. Congratulations on the 20-year anniversary.
Thank you.
And folks can see you Saturday night and every third Saturday night at the Broken Spoke down there on South Lamar, and closer in on South Lamar on Sundays for Rockabilly Sundays at the 121 Bar.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, and thanks to the Derailers. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 3 o'clock right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.